Okay, so we were learning Dina de Garmi, Simen Shin Pei Vav, Dina de Garmi. And the next, one of the cases of Dina de Garmi is when you give over information. One of the cases in the Gemara of Dina de Garmi is the case of a Moser. A Moser is somebody who gives over important information to a... I don't think there's any more. I don't know, I made a bunch, but... a Moser is someone who gives over information to the authorities, and based on whoever he gives over the information to, they take his money, and they cause him a nezek. And the question is the informant chayiv al tzdina de garmi? But before we even get to that, so therefore that's Shin Pei Ches. We're going to go back to Shin Pei Zion afterwards. Shin Pei Zion is what Rabbi Silver spoke about, how to evaluate damage. But Shin Pei Ches is obviously, as you can imagine, the dinim of Moser, when it comes to momentous, is one thing, but in general, the dinim of Moser are very, very controversial, very sticky. It's a sticky sugya. It's not a simple sugya. And therefore we have to, you know, probably people have heard stories and people have their, you know, people get fired up about this issue when it comes to a broader applications. So first we're gonna go into, in the Gufa Sugya, we're gonna go into what's the makar of the Isser to be Malshin and to be Moser and the Choymer Adavar. And then we're gonna go into the Dine Mamanus of it. Okay, the Garmi, the Groma, and all that. But before that, I want to go into, I think the proper Seder to do this is to go over the Isser of it. Okay, it's a Davar Chomer Ma'oid. It's considered a Davar Chomer Ma'oid to be Moiser, an issue, a fight, or in some sort of dispute between Yidden, to be moiser it over to the authorities, to the goyim, to do what they want to do with it, b'dineihem, is considered a davar chomer ma'oid. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, which is all the way at the end of the sources here, the Rambam says that, not all the way at the end, it's the third to last page of the pamphlets, Choyvel Mazik Perek Ches. What? He says, in the end of Halacha Tes, he says, "Aser limsar ha'adam biyad oivik kachavim bein megufay bein bemamoyna." You're not allowed to be moiser a Jew or his money to the goyim. Va'afilu haya rasha ubal averus, even if he's a bad guy. Va'afilu haya meitzer lo yimitzar, even if he's causing you tzar. V'chol ha'moisroi biyad oivdei kachavim bein megufay bein bemamoyna ein loy chelek loylam haba. It means that this guy puts on tefillin every day, keeps kosher, keeps Shabbos, but for whatever reason, he decided to get his friend back. And there's a lot of reasons why a person would do this. And the way he wants to get his friend back is by being meiser him to the authorities. And if a person does that, even if he's technically acts like a yid in other areas, ein loy chelek loylam haba. There was once a story with Rav Moshe. Someone came to Rav Moshe and asked him about a certain inyan. He wasn't, is this Mesira or not Mesira? Can I do this? Can I not do this? So Rav Moshe said, I have to think about it. He came back to him and said, I'm not sure. It's a good shaila. Sofik olam haba l'chumra. So this is not a simple inyan. Obviously, there's both ways, and if we're going to see that when the issue pertains to protecting the tzibor, you have somebody that's a potential hazard to the tzibor, bein b'mamon, bein b'guf, bein any other way that a person could be a hazard to the tzibor, that's a whole different story. Then maybe he has a din of, well, we'll see very soon, maybe he has a din of a roideif, maybe he has a din, he has a lot of problems to it. But in general, the he's waiting for you. He was waiting for an excuse to leave. So, in general, we're going to see the Chaymer Adavar. Now, on that note, there's an unbelievable We just said ein lechelik l'olam haba. There's a Rambam in the next page, which is in Perek Beis of Mamrim. It's actually Perek Gimel of Mamrim. The Rambam says like this: Mi she'ena moide b'tayr shabal peh, ena zaken mamre ha'omer b'tayra. Zaken mamre is someone that argues on the Sanhedrin. So someone that argues on the whole Torah shabal peh, he doesn't agree to the concept. It's like a tziduki. El areze b'chalal apikarsim. U'mistaser b'chalal. You're allowed to kill such a person. Me'achar she'nisparsim. Shehu kaifer b'tayr shabal peh. Maridin oisay v'loy malin. We'll see the Gemara. Ve'areyu kisharkal apikarsim amurim. Ha'oimrim ein term in a shemayim, and he's in the category of a moiser and a mummer. Shekol elu einam bechlal Yisrael. It's unbelievable. A mummer, we understand, he doesn't believe in Torah, so he cut off his relationship with Hashem. So if he cut off his relationship with Hashem, he's not called a yid. A yid is someone who has a certain type of kesher with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what about a moiser? So he says a moiser is einam bechlal Yisrael. He's not considered to be part of the Jewish people. So what you see from here is that even though he goes to shul every day and he looks like he's a religious guy, a firm guy, and he thinks he has a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, but if he cuts himself off from the rest of Klal Yisrael and he aligns himself with the Akum, then he's not B'Klal Yisrael also, because he cut himself off from the people. And he aligned himself with the Akum. So once he aligns himself with the Akum, then he's not B'Klal Yisrael. Now, there's a line in a tshuva from Rav Moshe. I assume that this tshuva from Rav Moshe was written in Russia, and I didn't look at it when I printed it out where it was, because it's a very interesting case of basically a whole case of Yibum and Chalitza, and the guy didn't want to do Chalitza, and he threatened that if the Beis Din forces me to do Chalitza, I'm going to call the authorities on them and make up some sort of something that they did wrong, and the police is going to come. So Rav Moshe says, first of all, someone that threatens to do Mesira is already a Meiser. You're not even allowed to threaten Mesira. That's one Chiddush he says. But then he says, and anyway, but he says, it could be that the lady is Mutter anyway, Lashuk, because once he's a Meiser, he's not B'chal Yisrael, so she's Potter from Chalitza from him. What? So he's not a Yid. So he says like this. So he says that he brings over here that a moiser is possible to write a Sefer Torah or tefillin. No, he's not allowed to write a Sefer Torah or tefillin. The question is why. So he brings a machlekes here between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gra. He says the Gra says this thing. He doesn't bring the Rambam that I just quoted. I think the Rambam is a clear raya to the Gra that he's not Bechlal Yisrael. And he says, because the Rambam says that the reason he's potter, he's possible in writing Sefer Torah, because it says ukshartim uksaftim. Only someone that does kshira, that does tefillin, is kosher to write tefillin. Someone that doesn't put on tefillin is not kosher to write the tefillin. So therefore, a moiser is possible to write tefillin. So Zokter Moshe, the guy puts on tefillin every day. What do you mean he's possible to write tefillin because he doesn't put on tefillin? But this guy does put on tefillin. That's talking about someone who doesn't believe in the mitzvah. He's a mummer. He's an apikiris. So he doesn't do the mitzvahs. So he decides to make some money. He's going to learn, calligraphy. And he decides to write Sifrei Torah. That's possible. But this guy's not like that. This guy puts on tefillin every day. So Dr. Moshe Aloshin over here. Harei shemachshiv lemaser le'enei mamin b'kshira. He does not believe in the mitzvah of tefillin. Afshu mekayim ha-mitzvah. U'meniach tefillin. Humishum the e efshal lemaimin beemes she arshia kol kach liyos maser. It's impossible that he really believes in the mitzvah and yet he's a maser. He does it for whatever other reason, but he doesn't really believe in it. So for him, the putting on tefillin is just like part of his, tradition stuff. He doesn't really even believe in Hashem. They don't believe in the whole concept of mitzvahs. If you believe in the concept of mitzvahs, you couldn't be a maser. So Rav Moshe tightens up this Rambam. Unbelievable. Yeah, but I haven't seen that chiluk specifically. The only chiluk I saw in this was if he's doing it lahanas atzmoi versus to get him back. In other words, he has a choiv or he has certain money that the only way for him to get would be through doing this. So maybe there, he's not trying to be mazik, the other person. That, I, maybe there's a chilek. But there's no chilek, he doesn't know. When he doesn't know, you can't not know that.
We compare, Rambam's comparing the Meiser to Lomar. We know by Hilchos Lomar, there it makes enough, you know.
Yeah, but not only having Mesira, what shaykhs to Mesira?
Just to the extent that he was, that the Rambam earlier was comparing.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's the same point.
Well, if the person is a Tinnik Shen Ishba, who doesn't believe, is Kaifer, but with the Teres Maisha, he's still a, we don't give him that. We don't make
the dead. Well, he's not Chayv Misa, but the next halacha is, the Rambam says, B'med v'ramamurim, b'isha kafir b'tar sh'ba'al peh v'machshavti v'dvar m'shiniru lo v'holacha chadayto akala, but if he's a tinnik shenish, but that's the next halacha in the Rambam. But he doesn't talk about a moiser in that point.
So if a moiser thinks it's mutter, for whatever reason, he thinks that it's the tails, it's Eber, and it's not...
He's not talking about that. That's not for sure. That's for sure. That's Ramosha's case. But you're talking about a case where he's basically not an observant person. He doesn't really know that there's an institution of Bezdin. Not an institution of Bezdin, and there's no way to like really cross your T's, you know, make sure that you're doing the right thing. I don't know.
Why would it be worse?
It's worse because it's a fact. It's a metzias. So you are more comfortable with the goyim than you are with the yidden.
Okay.
So you're not bechlal yisrael.
Being kaifer in Hakadosh Baruch Hu legamri is a lot worse. No.
So I'm saying you see from here it's not a lot worse necessarily. You see that being kaifer in your shaychus to klal yisrael also makes you not bechlal yisrael. Why it says kol malva beribis, kol malva beribis is what's it called? Ein lechelik b'teres moisha. So why? Because that's not how you treat your brother. That's not how you treat your brother. So obviously, you're not treating him like a brother. So, Al Kaponim, the tshuva from Ramosha explaining over here the dichotomy. Now, on the one hand, he puts on tefillin, but on the other hand, it's efshar that he believes in tefillin. Because you can't reach this low level of the depths of Musar if you have somewhat of a shaykhis to a belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Memela, it's muchach that he doesn't have a din of Yisrael, and you could gemalva him beribis, you could charge him ribis, and everything. He brings the Rebbe Kiveger. The Rebbe Kiveger says that it's not so posh that you could charge him ribis, that it's not so posh. And Rebbe Kiveger really learns not like that in Masr. But I think that the Rambam's Lashon is mashma like the Gra also, and I see Rav Moshe has here over here tutzdan. So there's two chidushim in this. Rav Moshe, one is that even threatening to be moiser is moiser, and second of all, he's explaining over here what does it mean ena b'chal Yisrael in the Rambam. Okay, so that's the chaymer adavar over here of mesira.
Or other halakhas, I mean, so
it's like anything. I mean, L'chaira, once...
Yeah, he's a guy. You're saying he's a guy. You're now dealing with...
Now, again, very often, you need to understand what's going on, and it's delicate, obviously. And so, I'm not going to go paskin on anyone... To do it, I'm not going to pass connect so quickly that he has this status either. Okay, now we're going to see in the sugyas of the Gemara. There's about four or five sugyas that bring a mucker. What do we do with this guy? What do you do with such a person? Okay, so first of all, in the Etzem Isser of Mesira, there's a Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, which is the first Gemara I brought here. That you're not allowed to be moiser a person even if he's causing you trouble. He's bothering you. I don't know what bothering means, but there's a Gemara. Mar Ukva, Shalach Le Mar Ukva Le Rabbi Lazar. Gittin Zav Zayin Amud Aleph. So Mar Ukva had a Shaila to Rabbi Lazar. B'nei Adam Ha'im Demalai. There are people that are bothering me. Rashi says, L'charif ulega, everywhere I go, they're saying things about Hashem and Yiddishkeit, and they're very distracting, and they're very, creating a very bad ruach. Ubiyodi l'mosrim l'malchus, and I have information on them that I could give over, and if I do that, then the authorities will take them away. Mau, am I allowed to do that? So Zogt, the Gemara, Sirtet v'kosav lei, he wrote down a pasuk to him. Amarti eshmera darki mechatoi b'loshoini. I said to myself, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, David Amel says, I said to myself that I watched my tongue from doing any averis. Eshmera lefi machsoi, I mean, I guarded my mouth, ba'oid rosh l'negdi, even when there was a rush in front of me. So af al pi, even though shirasha lenegdi, that there's a rasha in front of me, eshmer lefi machsoim, I covered my mouth from saying anything. Meaning he was trying to tell him, no, you're not allowed. Even if there's a rasha here, and he's a bad guy, you're not allowed to go and hand him over to the authorities. So he says, kometzari li tuva, but they're really bothering me. V'lo atzina de'ekom, boy, I can't do anything. Shalach lai doim la'ashem, look, you have to be quiet, v'yischoy l'loi, and davin. If you are quiet, doim lashem, just don't say anything. Vehu yapilim loch chalolim chalolim hashkim v'harei v'aleim lebeis hamedrash vein kolim aleim. You go to the beis medrash, you go learn, try to avoid them, try to do what you can, and Hashem will take care of the rest. So in other words, no, just because the guy is sitting there and he's creating demonstrations, you know, I don't like this yeshiva, I don't like this kol, I don't like this shul, whatever. And he's doing bad stuff to the tzibur, you cannot hand him over to the malchus. That's even to that degree. And the more you learn, the more you, what's it called, kolam aleim. Hadavar yotzim pira b'lozvan asnu l'gneva b'koylar. And eventually, kachava, he went to shul to learn, and the problem went away by itself. That was the haftacha he received. So you see this halacha, that even a rasha, we saw in the Rambam, even a rasha, you're not allowed to give over the rasha to the, you're not allowed to give the rasha over to the authorities. Okay. That's Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, Zogt, the...
If somebody does that, if somebody turns somebody over to the authorities, does that person have the right to make a counterclaim against him to the authorities?
Yeah, so the Rambam Paskin is, if someone was moister you, you could be moister them back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone was... again, we have to see if that's only... we could only see if that's the only way, if that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it. So the first thing was that the guy
does it
didn't...
Have to be true?
What?
Does it have to be true?
What?
You're going to see her back on that?
Pashtas. Yeah. Now, I mean, it depends what he did. I mean, you're allowed to kill him, so... Right there. Hahu Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Baba Kama.
Without a Beit Din Paskinim?
No, you need to go and clear the case with Beit Din, but he may not. He's not going to come, so it has to be clear, though. L'chayra has to be clear. A person shouldn't decide that on his own. Yeah.
You're on your own with the cops.
Okay.
Blood sirens, everything.
Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Baba Kama. Another Gemara. Hahu Shusa Dav Menatzu Beitrei. Hayomer Didihu V'Hayomer Didihu. So there was two people, and they were fighting over a piece of property. Ozel Chaminayu Moser LePahagin of the Malka. So one of them decided, you know what? I'm sick and tired of fighting over this. I'm going to go give it over to the government. I'm going to say, you know, the community wants to give this as a gift to the government. And this way, this guy's going to get... Now, probably he's going to get a kickback for that. And that's why he doesn't mind giving over his half that he's also fighting over. Or he doesn't really think he has a claim. So maybe he's fighting with him for no reason. But anyway, that's what happened. I gave over my part. Okay, that's really, we're going to get back to that a separate time. Let's start from here. Hahu Gavra. He was about to show something, the warehouse of his friend, to the authorities. whatever he was going to show them. He was going to show them that there's some problem and that the authorities can come and take the entire warehouse from this other yid. Also, the Kamei de Rav. He came before Rav and he said, I have this information, I want to give it to the government. Amalei, Rav, loy techavi v'loy techavi, don't do it. So you see, he came to Rav and Rav warned him, don't do it. Amalei, machivno, machivno, I'm going to do it. So Yosef Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav. So Rav Kahana was there. And he saw this going on, and he saw that Rav told him not to do it, and then the guy left Rav, and he went to go do it. So, Shamte Lekuye Mine. Apparently, Rav Kahana was a strong man, and he pulled the guy's neck out. Basically, he killed him. You're going to go and show and the government this guy's warehouse, your Chayv Misa. And he killed him on the spot. Kari Rav Alei Banecha Ulfu Shachvu Barosh Kol Chutza is Ketoy Michmar. Meaning, Ma Toizek, Kivin Shanafel B'Michmar, Eim Rachman Alav, Af Mamun Shal Yisrael, Kivin Shanafel B'Yad Akum, Eim Rachman Alav. The fact that the guy said that he's going to show it made him a Moiser even before he actually did it. And therefore, Rav Kahana was in the right for killing him. Now, here you see a big Chiddush. Yeah, but it's a big Chiddush because you see he was only being right of them in Mamun. It doesn't say that he was handing him over on anything that would be criminal or anything that would be dine nefashis. So you see from this Gemara Chiddush that even if the person is just going to be Moser, Momon Yisrael, money of Yisrael to the Akum, that alone is enough to put him in the category of a Moser.
Or if you're caught in Rome stealing money from the government, that is off with your head. I don't know where you're making that deal. Not necessarily. It could be that if I show the thing, it's going to...
No, but
it could be if I show the warehouse, he's going to be going to jail. And if he goes to jail, and the Jews don't do well in jail, it's hidden shvuyim because it's dinu nefasha. He's even to go to jail for...
So... What? Yeah. The Beis Yosef makes this point. I don't think I made it up. I think the Beis Yosef says that from this Gemara wouldn't be is a raya that even the in the moment is. Okay. Oh, here. Well, there's another Gemara. And anyway, after that point, Rav Kahana had to run away from Bavel, and this is the whole story that was Gurim, who's ever familiar, that Rav Kahana had to end up running away from Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav told Rav Kahana that you should go learn by Rabbi Yochanan, go to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan, and in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan, sit seven rows behind, don't say a word. And apparently it was very difficult not to speak up in the shir of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's shir was very lively shir, and people would hack in all the time. And he was given, it was like a gzer of galus, basically. That you killed this guy, and they're going to run after you, so you have to go over there. And that's how Rav Kahana ended up in Eretz Yisrael, and for many years he had to be in hiding. And the pshat is because of this story. But Rav never blamed him for it. Rav just said, look, the new government is not going to like what you just did. You better get out of here. But clearly, Rav Kahana was in the right. So, a Masira on Mamun Yisrael is enough to put him in the category of a Masir, even to the point that he's Chayiv Misa.
Hey, is there really a good dog for this? Like, let's say a person, a babysitter, and, you know, you babysit someone, and they're going to report on taxes that they paid you, you know, $25 to babysit. But I don't have to be mechoyev on the taxes on that, so am I allowed to kill them for them reporting that?
What?
Exactly. In other words, if the guy's going to say, like, I know this guy took money from the IRS. He didn't report all his income.
No, forget about it. A much simpler case. You know, you report to, you give money to.
You're getting, of course there's Gedarim to it. Like everything else. There's a whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch. There's 17 Se'ifim over here. We didn't even get to the first one yet. We're still in the Gemaras and the Rambam in the introduction, in the thing, you know. Well, that's what David is saying, really, is somebody that if all you're doing is giving it to the authorities where there's going to be a moment is like a knas. Does that make you a meiser? But it could be tzidkan amuter.
In this case, he wasn't mechuyev to pay that money to the government.
What is it? Your business? Who's mechuyev? Who's not mechuyev? What's that to do with you?
Fine. Maybe it's not my business. But I'm saying it's
so you want to know if it's mutter. You want to know if you become a muser if you do it.
No, I'm saying if the government's
what's your question?
Person, if the government's they're anti-Semitic and they're after the person, they want to get someone for because they're anti-Semites and they want to hurt this person. And I'm going to give them up. That's very different than. A person lives in a piece of property. He's mechuyev to pay a certain amount of taxes, and he's hiding that.
Well, what does it have to do with you?
It might not have anything to do with me, but that's very
okay.
Different.
So
it's
you have to know what the case is. You have to know what your motivation for doing that is. If your motivation is to get him back, then probably there's no difference. If there's a reason what's going on, that the pshat is it's going to put the whole community in danger when they find out that this is what's going on and things like that that they talk about peferish. That if people are mezayif shtaros, it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. If there's a guy that's being mezayif shtaros, he's counterfeiting money. You have to tell the government probably. There's different.
On the other hand, there's also should be a huge.
Okay, let's.
At the person's, he's being unfairly being sought after by the government.
Okay, so I'm saying obviously right. So there's going to be gedarim to this. We're just first talking about the whole background. Is it mutter? Is it aser? In general. Let's see the next Gemara in Brachas. Nun Chesam at Aleph. Reb Shela Nagde Lau Gavra Debo Al Mitzris. So there was a guy that publicly, I guess, disgraced Hashem, and I guess it was a big public thing that he went ahead and he was boil a Mitzris. So it was a big chil Hashem, like a Pinchas type of Maisa. So Ozal Achal Bekurtzi Bemalka. So somebody went and informed. So Rav Shela gave this guy Malkus, so that people wouldn't, the Chil Hashem would be put in check. It would stop the Chil Hashem. So Ozal Bekurtzi, somebody that was an informant, went to the Malkus. Amar Ikachad Gavr Biyudai, look at the Yud out here. The Kadayin Dina below Harmon of the Malka. He's going judging. In your land, any court in that place needed to get authority from the government to have the right to judge. And this guy is judging and giving punishments without permission of the government. So he told the government about Rav Shela. So he Shadar le Paris kta ki asa amri le my time and nagdose. So they sent a shliach. Amralu, so basically Rav Shela, this is said outside, he had to play the government a little bit. So he told the government that this person did a subhumane activities. He was Baal Chamor. He was Baal Chamor. So Amralei, you have witnesses for that? Eliyahu Navi came and Eliyahu Navi testified that Rav Shela was correct. So the government was very appreciative. Oh, thank you for getting rid of such people. We don't want these subhumane people around over here. So, fine. Now, what happened was, another Yid was there, and he said to Rav Shela on his way out, what did you say? So, on his way out, here, Kiavinofik, it's two lines before the end of the piece. Kiavinofik Armale Au Gavra, Avid Rahmana Nisa Lashikri. So someone came to Rav Shela and said, Hashem made a nace for you, but why would Hashem make a nace for a liar? Meaning he wasn't happy with the fact that Rav Shela did this shtick to cover up for what he did. So Rav Shela was concerned that this guy was going to go and tell the government that he was lying. So Hachi Amarle, Rasha, you're a Rasha. Lav Chamri Ika, the Arkol the Chamayim Basar Chamayim Chazi to Kazil Meimer Lehu. So he saw that this guy was going to go tell the government that he lied to them, and he was going to put him in trouble. So Amarle, Rasha, Amar Hai Roidefu, Vatoyer Amra in Bal Hagachashim Harger Machi Bekufin Kati. So Rav Shela killed this other guy because he considered him to be a Roidef. So the guy was on his way to go be malish in honor of Shela, and I guess the punishment that Rav Shela would have received for lying to the government would have been chiv misa. So Rav Shela paskened on him that he's a roidif, and he killed him. So from here you see also that a moiser who's going to go actively send someone to the government, and that punishment for what he was doing was misa, he's considered a roidif, and you're allowed to protect yourself from such a person, and he's chayiv misa, and you can kill him. That's a roidif. Okay? So what do we learn so far? We learned that a moiser is a roidif. We learned that you're not allowed to be moiser someone, even if it's a rasha, you're not allowed to be moiser them. If he's being moiser, even Mamon Shel Yisrael, you're allowed to kill them, like Rav Kahana, and Kal Vachomer, he's a roidif if he's threatening the life of a yid. Who? Not Rishon, this is Rav Shela Hagil Eliyahu.
Yeah. And the guy found out that it's the next. I didn't find out, because he found out that Eliyahu came to say, hey, so it's probably Hagil Eliyahu too, this Russia. It's amazing. I didn't know the next.
What?
I didn't know the next. That he came to say, he must have.
It's like that story that Rebellion Lapian Hagil Eliyahu, and he came to a brach by the Sasemis, and the Sasemis said, I don't give brachas to people that had Gilu Elio. So Rabbi Elio Pan said, I want a bracha when someone knows that I had Gilu Elio. So, you know, and I don't know exactly the story, but okay, so this is the din of a roidif. Now, what would happen if that's true? If this is true, we said someone that is a meiser, is not Bechlal Yisrael, someone, and you're allowed to kill them even. But is that a punishment or is that a protection for the tzibur? And what's the hagdara of this thing that you're allowed to kill them? I mean, is it up to us to start punishing people? Is that really like in our jurisdiction? Or is the idea that we're not punishing them, but he's a threat to the community, he's a threat to people, and therefore we're protecting the community? What's the idea? Nafkamina is that usually if it's a punishment, you can only do it after they do it, not before. But if it's to protect the community, you can only do it before and not after. Because beforehand, that's when the threat is. But if he did it already, so unless there's a reason to assume you'll do it again, maybe that's it. You can't do it. There is another Gemara.
After he did it once, is not a reason to assume.
So that's the question. Is it muchzak? Then you become muchzak in that. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chavav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, minim v'amasurais, a min is someone that became an apostate, like he became against Torah. He's a min. V'amasurais is a masur. V'amumarim, hayu maridin v'loy malin. The din would be that we would put them in a pit and leave them there to rot. And if he's in a pit, we wouldn't take him out. So in other words, you can basically kill him. Maybe it's not direct killing, maybe it's like a grumma, but basically you're killing the guy. And it says clearly here that a mumer, you're allowed to kill them. So the Gemara asks Akasha. Now, it doesn't say here that it's because of roidif, really. It's not clear what this is. But you look at Rashi, what's a masoiris? The second line of Rashi, malshinim l'sheker, umoistrin momoin chavireyim bi'ad akum. It doesn't even say anything about roidif here. He doesn't say that he's a threat to the people. That alone that he's giving over the moment of a yid to a guy makes him ready. That's maridin v'le malin. We don't want these people around. Now the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. So one of the Amorim said back, but there's a din that Hashavas Aveda, if you find a lost object and it belongs to a mumer, a moser, you should give it back to him. So you're telling me I'm allowed to kill him, but if I find this lost object, I have to give it back to him? I mean, if I'm allowed to get rid of him, shouldn't I be kavachomer, allowed to get rid of his money? So Gemara says an unbelievable thing here. The Gemara ends up all the way at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara answers that basically that no, his money you should give back to him because this guy may have a good son. And Meimela, his children may end up getting the Yerusha, and they're not necessarily going to be like him. And therefore, you should give him back his money so that his children can yarshin it. I guess after you kill him. But the point is that it's an interesting Gemara that you have to be more careful with his money than with him. But, okay, that's the Gemara. Now, how does the Rambam bring all these Gemaras down? So the next page. It's Berkes of Chayv Lomazik. Halacha Tes. So, Halacha test we spoke out. He has ein din l'olam haba. He loses his olam haba, and he's not bechal Yisrael. Halacha yud. mutter laharag amoiser b'chol makim afil bizman hazeh she'ain don in dinei nefashis. Even though we don't have a bezdin, has the authority to don dinei nefashis, but this you're allowed to do. Mutter laharagoy koydim sheyimser. He's about to be moiser. You can kill him before. Ela kesha'ama harini. A moiser pliny begufay b'mamoinav afilu mamoin kal hitter atzmoi lemisa. Even just mamoin. We try to give him asra. Vim hey is ponav, if he was mechutzef and he went against the asra. Va'amar loy ki elam serenu I wantu mitzvah lahargo v'chal koydim lahargo izalcha. It's a good thing. Get this person out of the way. Now look at the next ram. Asa ha'moyser shazamam umasar. If he already did it, once he did it already, says the ram yirali. Now yirali means there's no such gemara. Yirali means the Rambam. In the whole Shas, there's no such Gemara. This is my Chiddush. It's not in the whole Rambam. It's not so common. You have yearly, probably 20 times in the whole Rambam. Something like that. Yearly she'osir lahargoy. I think that once he did it, you cannot do this. Elim kein huchzak limsar hareze ye onesh shemayimsar achirim. No. It's osir unless he's huchzak. Then you should do it. Umaisim b'cholzman ba'ari amayrov. It's meisim all the time in these places. La enosh hamoisim shechaziku limsar mamun b'nei adam. He says that we actually did this. V'limsar meisim b'arakum la'ancham u'la'koisim u'la'asim kifi risham. Okay? This is what the Rambam says. So, the Rambam is saying that after the fact is different, and after the fact you shouldn't necessarily do this. Unless there's a concern that he'll do it again. Now, that being the case, you still have to know how the Rambam learns the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says Moedim Vilemalin must be that there's still overall that the person, you know, was Yasser Bechal Yisrael, and there's a concern that he may do it even though he's not Mamash Aroidif right now, and Mimel Smith. Now, I do want to show you in the last page, there's an Aruch HaShulchan. And it's a big controversy why the Aruch HaShulchan wrote this paragraph. Okay? But the Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. Ha'ara. I'm writing out points. On this simon that we're going to talk about, Moistrim and everything, people that are accomplices with the government and the authorities. Yadua l'chol koirei ha'dayreis. It's clear. Shebizman ha'kadmon, in the olden days, b'medinas ha'rachoykos, in far out lands, l'haya l'ish b'tochein b'gufay v'memoyne. No one really knew what to expect. No one could be confident in their health, in their well-being, or their mamon. There were constant thieves. And even sometimes those were the people in the government. Africa, even some far-out lands like third world countries. The government itself is the problem. It's not like you can call the government to help protect you. The government itself is the problem. But however, we should mention that our governments, Malchei Europa, Uviyuchad Adoninu Akira Merusia, Va'avoisav Akesarim, Umalchei Britannia, the British governments and our Russian czars and all these tzaddikim, Shepirshu Kanfei Memshaltim, Ba'artes Archoika, Islaman Yil, Chol Ishrish, Bitochan Al Gufay, they fakir, they put police and they put. Try to give seder to protect the people. So that people don't have to hide their money. There's a seder adavar. There's government. There's rules. So therefore, the whole din of Moser is referring to the olden days. Then is a roidif. So Dr. Choshogan, you have to know what you're talking about. In the olden days, when the government itself, you would give someone over to some barbaric, you know, guy that took over the government. So that's a big sakana. So that was a problem. But nowadays, if a person's working with the government, the government's following rules, and it's a seder, lav dafka, that's not what I'm talking about. As always, Dr. Choshogan. And obviously, you know, there was a big controversy in the later poiskim. Why did he write that? Maybe
that sounds
know.
Like only if it's unjust. Like, okay, what? That sounds like if the Messiah is only if it's like unjust.
Government. Yeah. He's right. So some say he means he's saying halacha that if it's, it has to be unjust, but what if it's just in the kifi, the rules that they made up, but kifi the Torah, it's not true. So Ramosha has a tshuva about that. Can you be moiser someone that the rule that's not chayv al pi din Torah? So I'm not talking about dinam nochos adin. I'm saying he's not chayv al pi din Torah. So it's a separate, you know, a separate issue. But the point is that there is such an Aruch HaShulchan that says that it may not be referring to modern day governments. Is he referring to it? Is he saying it for? Is he hold like that, or is he just saying it for some other reason? But maybe. There is such a sheet to keep in mind as we go through the sugya, and there's a lot. You know, like I said, this is an introduction. And we'll have to get into a little more next week in the session.
Okay.